Welcome to Riscario Radio, episode 124. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. This is a long weekend in Canada and the U.S. This time we look at what's worse than fine print. It's the damage that we do and never know. It's the words we don't say that scare me so. Elvis Costello, accidents will happen. Fine print is nasty and too common, and sometimes comical. Who realized that steaming coffee might be hot? Thanks for that tip. Want more? You'll find lots online. Just search for keystrings like funny fine print warnings. There's something worse than fine print. What's left out altogether? At least fine print makes the limitations clear. With white space, the onus is on you to do three things. 1. Know what's normally included, for instance, a spare tire with your car. 2. Notice what's missing, for example, a spare tire with your car. And 3. Understand the impact. Maybe you have an inflating sealing canister instead of a spare tire. That has advantages, but there are probably some implications to that also. For example, I got a Zoom Q3 HD video camera which uses AA batteries. Batteries are normally included. They were this time, but of poor quality. That's okay because AA batteries are readily available and we've got lots, thanks to Costco. Guess what was missing? An AC adapter. The impact is high battery consumption even when you're near electricity. I bought an accessory kit with an adapter, tripod, and case. As an aside, I was surprised that the case was not included with the camera. Examples of white space. We just survived a week without a dial tone. That was described in the previous podcast, episode 123. Vonage would have worked throughout since our cable internet was unaffected. However, the unlimited plan they offer is capped at 3,000 minutes a month. That's far from the 43,200 minutes in a 30-day period, but at least you know the limit at the outset. In contrast, my unlimited mobile data plan appears to have penalties above 5 gigabytes. I can't get a clear answer to what would happen, but I'm warned that just don't go above 5. They don't define unlimited. Here you may not notice the constraints until you exceed them. Here's another example. Data roaming plans can be very expensive outside your country, but you probably don't know how much you might end up paying. You may have read about cases where people get bills of thousands of dollars. Just crazy. Bad example. Life insurance contracts run dozens of pages in length. They're written in legalese. You may infer what the salesperson implies, but try proving that if there's a misunderstanding. Recently, Sally, not her real name, took out a policy loan. She used the cash value of her policy as collateral to borrow from the insurance company. She didn't want to pay tax on the amount borrowed. She asked her salesman the maximum she could borrow. He told her $24,000, and that's what she borrowed and repaid over 2 years. She also got a tax bill she specifically asked to avoid. What happened? Insurance premiums in Canada cover the protection you're receiving, and the excess provides tax-sheltered growth. Withdrawals or loans above the adjusted cost basis is taxable. This policy had a gain of $14,000 that was taxed at 46.4% here in Ontario. How did this happen? The salesperson was self-serving. He found out how much Sally could borrow without her policy lapsing, which meant that his commissions would continue. That's a very different objective than finding out how much she could borrow tax-free. The salesman now has one less client to worry about. Recourse. Sally was not given a clear explanation of the tax implications of borrowing. Calling the insurance company's head office did not help. They score low in corporate governance and did little more than refer her back to the salesman who caused the problems in the first place. This is another example of why after-sales service stinks. Despite her pre-planning, Sally's reward is a tax bill for $6,400. She could have easily borrowed from a line of credit at a similar rate and paid no tax. P.S. If fine print baffles or bores you, look for someone who's good at seeing the invisible, or search online. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. And follow on Twitter. I'm Pramod Sharma, Actuary to the Wealthy.